Eva Brown Show. Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? But just respect my conglomerate.
We moving real quick, baby. Can you keep up?
Mo Brown Sugar and DJ Spinfo. We hitting you with the hottest joints. Hip-hop, R&B, reggae. You know how we do. We got that soul-knocking, body-rocking music for your ears.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown, and Spinfo, the Limpo, your girlfriend's favorite DJ.
So keep your ears open, because the show starts now.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there? You are listening to Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. If you want to call for a shout-out, a request, or a dedication, the number is 718-488-1590, 718-488-1590. To check out archive of the Diva Brown Show, please go to www.mobrownsugar.podomatic.com. That's mobrownsugar.podomatic.com. I got my man Nonchalant in the building with me. Say what's up.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing? How you doing?
Boy, here we go. I'm doing good.
Mean,
I'm doing good.
What you mean, here we go? Excuse me. I'm offended.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Shout out to Wendy. How you doing?
Shout goes out to her.
Whatever. So, New York City. We're downtown Brooklyn today.
Yes, we are.
And they've got all the Christmas lights up.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ding-ding,
ding-a-ling. Here we go. Here we go.
What do you mean,
Christmas,
here we go? Christmas is coming.
I know, I know.
I want to say happy holidays to everyone. I have been MIA for a little bit, but I am back, baby, baby.
She's back in the saddle, so
I
to
am.
Speak.
We got entertainment news. We got some J. Cole.
Yeah.
We got some Rihanna.
Riri.
We got some old school.
Old school, new
school. I just want to have a good time today.
Good times, good times.
I have energy.
I could hear it.
There was a project that I had to get done.
Okay.
That was taking forever and a day, and it got done. And I just feel like jumping off a Christmas tree.
There you go. Congratulations. Actually, today was the lighting of the Christmas tree today in Rockefeller Center.
Yes, yay.
So,
all the tourists and things
were taking
pictures. Oh, my gosh.
It was a zoo out there, man.
Zoo.
Too many people.
Too many people?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Wow.
I don't.
We've got some entertainment news today.
Mm-hmm.
About who says not me. I'm not the president. Have you guys seen the Rihanna new video, We Found Love? They are not showing that on some stations.
Really? They're banning it? Why?
The song is all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It is awesome, and it is like, I don't want my kids
to I need to check
kids,
it out. I saw the beginning of the video when she's in the bathtub with the Chris Brown lookalike.
Yeah.
And then
nonchalant!
What? He is a Chris Brown lookalike.
He does look like Chris
Brown. Come on, now. She did that on purpose.
I would have done it too. I don't care what anyone says. Mm-hmm. I hope her and Chris Brown get back
they
together
will.
And they have lots of babies. They look like they
the
really love
part,
each other. Because, no, okay, they were young. Like,
yeah.
You know what you do when you slap
they'll
up each other when you're young?
They'll mature up and
you never
get back together again.
No, you never slapped up your home when you were young.
Nah. they always stayed in place.
Excuse me.
They were good ones.
Whatever. We're going to get to some music. We're going to come back and talk about this We Found Love video and her new video that she has coming out where she's getting a little sexy.
Who?
Rihanna.
Oh, another one?
Is something wrong with you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to
Goodness
get you some
gracious.
News over here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but never
get
mind.
On top of things.
Let's All stop. Right. Speaking of top
we
of things.
We got my man J. Cole in the building featuring Trey Songz.
Yeah, can't
Mo
get
Brown
enough.
Sugar, the Diva Brown Show.
Whole world, south side, can't get enough, can't get enough, east side, west side, worldwide, ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the Benz, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter, probably make a reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with old bitch came. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl. Cause don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing. No handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name. Cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy. But I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick. Well, it's just sensible. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it. Glow, try to cold, hot, or even wait out in London town. What's holler, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town was bunging down. Met a bad that'll all night, that'll all night. You just cut off lights. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last look. Alright, she be down for whatever. Whenever I wanna get up, alright. Never fuss or fight. On the grind, trying to find this lead ace. I love it when you give me. And I hate it when you give me headaches.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it. Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? It's over there, look like nerves. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I up, that's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I yep, that's the hook right there.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some. You be up to no good and everybody know. My own girls tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Trying to find something out that ain't gonna happen. Honey just jumped ship and left the captain. Guess that's the repercussions of my actions. Yeah, and it's making me furious, cause I'm so curious. After you lose something, you realize it's serious. Meanwhile, I'm stretching the time out, sitting here wondering if you'll ever find out. Come on.
Fresh like the kiss up morning dew. That's how it felt that day we met and I first laid eyes on you. Yeah. It's like you walked right up on my fantasy. And then you left that day, girl. Why did you abandon me? Maybe you'll see when you.
And I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be.
I wonder.
Said I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be.
Now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time.
I wish.
Oh baby, you were the one that made me real.
Yeah.
Now that you're gone, tell me, what in the world am I supposed to feel?
What?
Without you here
and
with me.
If you never find out how it was supposed to be.
I wonder
if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be.
I wonder.
Listen, something tells me I've been wrong.
Yeah.
Of the love I felt that you should have given. Never thought you'd leave me on my own. But I see that it's over.
Yeah.
And I hope that
yo, heavy behind the intense. Red carpet events. The way we crushing the building don't even make sense. Paparazzi always wanna poly when you fresh. Gucci on the frames, Cavalli on the dress. His and her bling, the king and the queen. Coming through clean, doing his and her thing. That's just thoughts of how it could've been, should've been. Till I figure it out, it's back to the hood again. Whoever's heart can't be broken, can be cracked. But I'ma handle it like a G, and G-Mac. Still brainstorming, see the sunshine, but the rain still forming. Pain's getting stronger, can't really pinpoint where it went wrong. And all I know is that I should've seen it all along. And maybe I need a different approach with me to find out how it really was supposed to be. Let's go.
I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be.
Will we ever find?
So I wonder if you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be. I wonder if we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby. Said I wonder. Said I wonder if we'll ever find out how it was supposed to be.
Ryan Leslie, that's your boy Nonchalant. Don't
yeah,
you like him?
Ryan Leslie's the man right there.
Ryan, he got some new stuff out. Well,
I heard. I haven't heard it yet, but I heard that he has some new stuff. I follow him on Twitter, so.
Oh, how you doing? He's cute.
All right.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show.
Okay.
Don't get slapped.
Alrighty.
I'm on Twitter, guys. Miss Mo Brown Sugar. That's MS Mo Brown Sugar. Not with the R.
Right.
So.
I'm on Twitter too.
Okay.
At In The Mix Radio on Twitter.
Anywho.
I-N-D-A-M-I-X Radio.
All right. So we were discussing Rihanna's new video, We Found Love.
Right.
About, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. She said that she, I was watching it on YouTube. She did the video in Ireland. That's where she shot it.
Yes. I heard there's a lot of controversy about her being there too.
Oh, what was it about?
Well, she was half naked on the farm that she was filming the video on, and the neighbors weren't too happy about her.
Why? It's juicy.
It's Ireland, you know? They might have some different, you know, rules and standards.
Well, you know, because people are really nasty nowadays.
When it comes to their lasses. They don't like their lasses to be
What do you mean their lasses?
Oh, that's what they call females in Ireland.
Lasses?
Last, yeah. L-A-S-S. And young men
what
are called
hell
lads.
What is that? Like, where did we get that from?
Like, a young male is called a lad.
Oh, right.
And they call
female
is called
so
a
they don't want to see large ass so all over the place?
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
I don't know about Rihanna large ass,
playing.
But...
I'm just playing.
Do Irish women have large asses?
Okay. Anyway, she shot the video, and I mean, the purpose of the song is finding love in the... Well, quote, unquote, you think you found love in a place where it's dangerous. You can't, you know... You're not supposed to love drugs. And when you are in love with drugs, it makes you... in love with other things like sex.
Okay.
And then it becomes so addictive that it becomes an obsession.
Right.
So it's hopeless to be there because there's nothing there for you.
So they found love in a bad place.
They
basically.
Sure did. They sure did. But it looked fun as hell.
The video?
If love is like that, then dang, I don't want to.
Yeah, but
I
then again,
yeah,
you'd be strung out on drugs.
But you have fun.
Have
I'm just
a lot
playing.
Of sex,
I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Sex, drugs, that's and rock
best,
and roll.
That's the best life. I'm just playing.
Damn,
sorry,
girl.
Dad. No, but they're doing fun stuff like riding bikes. She looks like she's having a wonderful time.
I'm pretty sure she
I
did.
I mean, you know what? She has to just say, I don't care anymore because the love of her life is gone. And, you know, and that's really
She's going to win them back. She's going to win them back.
You think so?
Of course.
I know that I might get a little bit of controversy just because of this. I really hope they get back together. I know that, look, he didn't mean to hit her. She hit him first. Shoot.
So she provoked him.
So she provoked.
She provoked the attack. That was her fault.
Well, girl, I wish you all the best, and I wish Chris all the best. Oh, she has a new video out. It's called You the One.
And You the
her,
One.
Her nipples are just like piercing.
Exposing?
Piercing through. Rihanna's
really?
Just getting overly sexed.
There you go. That's what's up, Riri.
That's what's up, Riri.
Maybe the studio was cold. You know, it happens.
I don't know. She's wearing a blonde wig, and her nipples are showing.
Nice.
That sounds like a porn star.
In the video?
Yeah.
Nice.
But it's not showing like that. It's like the imprint through the shirt.
That's good. That's a good look for Riri.
So, don't call her Riri.
It's a good look, girl.
Oh, goodness. Anyway, the new show, Baseball Wives, will start next season. And I don't know how excited
people
looks
like
about
that. Bore fest, I can tell you right now.
A bore fest? What is that?
Super boring.
Oh,
a bore fest. Like, who's going to really watch
You're
that?
You're so corny. What do you mean? You know how many Spanish people are going to... No, I'm just playing.
Damn.
I'm just playing. I love all my Spanish people. Especially gondolas.
You know what? I'm going to watch the first episode just to see what it's about. But it debuted tonight, and I was on Twitter.
It debuted tonight?
Yeah, I saw some tweets about it tonight.
Shoot.
It was kind of dry.
Well, you know what? It's not that it's dry. It's that everybody has this preconceived notion, so to speak, of what they should be like because the cameras are on. And so when they come on TV, they're acting this way that's not even their own personality.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be this rich, stank person that's quote-unquote a B-I-T-C-H, and yeah, nobody likes me because I'm fabulous.
Right, they turn it up for the camera.
Yes, you bleed the same blood as everybody else. I'm going to need you to sit down because Michael Jackson, his blood was red too. So I'm going to need people to calm down. Did your mouth hit the mic?
No, it came real close, though. Came real close.
I just need these women to calm it down a notch. Mm-hmm. And it's just sickening.
But you know what happens when you get a bunch of women in the same environment for a long time?
That is not true. Because me and my female friends, nothing happens like that.
It's combustible.
It's not combustible. Nothing like that happens with me and my female friends.
All right. Let's get a camera crew to follow you guys. Then we'll see what happens.
Nobody's going to be fighting and arguing. Everybody's just going to be real.
Okay.
I said that because you got... What? Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just saying.
You got to know how to pick your friends carefully.
Okay.
Okay? Me and my friends don't go through all of that BS. I think I look better than you. I'm fly. First of all, half of the women be ugly as hell anyway.
Whoa, that's subjective.
Okay. I'm
just all right. That's
who look good to you on
reality TV?
Yeah.
Jeez. It's not too many, actually.
What do you mean? There's all of the Basketball Wives are beautiful.
Which season?
What do you mean, which season?
which season? You're talking about Basketball Wives, Miami?
All of them
or
are good looking.
Miami or LA?
All of them are good looking.
Or
good
LA. Looking. They all got their own special qualities.
All of them are looking.
I don't know about...
I can't even say
I don't know about Christie's wife, though. That's... I don't know about her.
Christie's wife? Who's that? Yeah.
Doug Christie, the one that's
Jackie?
Married. Jackie, yeah.
Doug Christie, the basketball player? She's cute. What are you talking about?
What?
Yes, she is. She's cute. She's pretty.
Doug Christie's wife?
You just don't like her personality.
The one that's always starting trouble?
Yes. No. She's cute.
I guess her personality makes her unattractive.
Whatever. I can't stand you right now. Okay? I can't stand you right now.
You asked me a question, and I answered your question.
So we're going to play my song. It's from Wale. It's called That Way.
That Way.
Featuring
okay.
Rick Ross. Ooh, all you girls, Rose get your 8. Little stripper sandals out, and let's get this party started.
Stripper sandals?
Yes.
I thought strippers wear heels. They wear sandals too? What the hell?
Yes.
I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your
name.
Let
me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body,
girl,
baby.
You get them ooh. And I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Look, another day, another dollar. She hate me when I leave, cause when I leave, I never call her. That's like ice. I could call you right quick, but if I call you, gon' be like, boo, why we haven't Skyped yet? And I Skype bet you say, lay where my flight at. If I decline, then you inquire on where I spend my nights at. This life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell their soul just to buy some attention. I need something up. That passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions. Please. Fear what you don't know.
I apologize. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your
Let
name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body,
girl,
baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you're missing and you're wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Don't remember how I met her, but I know I won't forget her. And if loving her is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She say she from Seattle, she
20 and some change. Before I get to TIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my plane, Chi-Town, no hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D. You know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off in Dallas. I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another. Parlay.
Ow!
I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your
Let
name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body,
Girl,
baby.
You hit them. Ooh, then I gotta catch my plane. You say you miss me and you're wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Got on my suede shoes, I'm in a great mood. That baggage came away and Miss Thang out of St. Louis. No, she shining bright. Got on my Cartier, she my Billie Jean. We menage with See, we city hot, Vegas to LA. Brings a lot of joy, Bugatti boy, that's lane to lane. Our faucets used to drip, I used to ride the bench. But it was written in cursive for this king to exist. Pack the bags, now she live amongst entrepreneurs. Marc Jacob, the makeup, she Givenchy consumer. Gianni Versace connoisseur, a carnivore. Accountable for a half a million uncounted for.
Made that easy.
I apologize, I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your name.
Let me tell you that them heels really compliment your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Girl, you hit them. Ooh, I gotta catch my plane. Say you miss me and you wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way? Girl, how can we get that way?
Ooh, that's my song. It just made me feel so sexy. Woo! And this one right here, for you to get a little hype too. This is Verse Simmons. And I get so hyped when I hear this. Right, Nonchalant? It's about to go down in the studio. Buy you around. Yeah!
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just want to get to know you better. What's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
If you came with your girlfriends, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend.
If you're a single lady.
Let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I know you came with your girlfriends. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady.
Skinny mini skirt, baby, you so pretty, you a itty bitty flirt. Tell me what you drinking, I could get you what you want. Tell me what you thinking, I got pennies for your thoughts. Baby, I ain't lying, you can get it. By the end of the night, I'ma hit it, hit it. If your girl want come, then I'm with it, with it. Have you both screaming out, get it, get it.
So we can get, to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the ooh and the ah. Yeah, baby girl, we can do it all now. Up and down.
Bend down.
can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the ooh and the ah. And baby girl, we can do it all night. Up, up, up and down.
Popping it. Men don't pop.
No, 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 we don't do that.
You can pop it to surprise.
No, sir.
Woo! Yo, that song gets me so hype inside. Like, you have no freaking idea.
Yes, we have an idea. We hear you breathing hard.
I just get it. Yeah. Okay, so I had this track long time ago. What, 09, not sure?
Was it 09, really?
I think it was 09. And it used to rhyme on here. I don't want to see if I can remember my rhyme.
You're going to try to freestyle
I'm
again?
I'm going to try to freestyle it again.
Well, it wasn't freestyle, it was written.
Okay.
But...
Hold on, it's coming.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, this for all that. Listen.
Check, listen.
Yeah, okay, class is in session. Mo Brown Sugar about to give you a lesson on how to treat a lady and how to keep your lady. How to touch one, kiss one, and please your lady. But you gotta wind me, you saw me take. Oh man, I can't remember. Why can't I ever remember?
Good job.
Whatever.
That was great, man. That was great.
No, first you got the wind me and dive me, take me on a chop this freeze out in Beverly Hills and everything a woman needs.
Something like that.
Oh man. I'm gonna do it again. You ready to do it again?
You gonna try to do it again?
I'm trying to do it again.
Please.
All right,
girls.
Y'all.
Oh, boy,
I need my listeners to. Yeah, shout out going out to Daylight.
Okay,
class is in session. Mo Brown Sugar about to give you a lesson on how to treat a lady and how to please your lady. How to touch one, kiss one, and feel your lady. But first you got to wind me and dime me, take me out on shopping. Damn!
You'll get them next time. Good try.
I'm going in.
What's your composition book?
High school, where you had your composition notebook. Everybody thought that was a rapper. Everybody was trying to rhyme. And I was like, dude, you are whack. Your mama ain't tell you was whack.
Are you going to grab your BlackBerry like Drake?
Man.
Hold on a second.
I know, right? I can't look at that while I'm in the studio. It don't work.
It doesn't work for you?
No.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work. We're going to play my song, Hollywood. The music video was
coming out. Oh, your song. Okay.
Yes, my real song.
Because every song you play was your song.
No, my real song.
Oh, this is your real song.
You can check it out on iTunes. It's called Hollywood. It's for like some theme shows. You know how they have VH1 and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the music video is coming out for that right before Christmas.
Nice.
Followed by another single called Wannabe.
So that's going to be like a Christmas gift?
Well, I got a club mix coming out. I got some stuff coming out. Y'all better check out Mo Brown Sugar. Don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
Don't hurt yourself. All right. 718-488-1590. And Nonchalant.
Yo.
I must say this one more time.
What you gonna say?
Skittles Blenders
is
not in the stores.
It's not in the stores anymore?
I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, man. It took them off the shelves.
But you know where you can find it?
Oh, boy.
At www.skittles.com for Skittles Blenders. You know, Skittles Blenders with the commercial where the blender flies through the window. The flavor is just tasty and it bursts in your mouth.
There you go. Can you imagine that? It bursts in your mouth.
Okay, you porno star.
What do you mean? I'm a porno star.
Anyway.
Hold on a second. I just saw an interesting tweet.
Okay.
All right. I got to do some research to make sure and find out what exactly happened, but it looks like Mr. Vibes Cartel bust out of jail. That's what it says.
Bust out of jail.
It says, "Whoa, Cartel bust out of the jail."
Why you gotta say it like that?
Really
so
bad
Haitian.
Man things.
You are so Haitian.
Yeah, that's my patois, man. That's
Whoa.
My. Woi. Yeah, W-O-I-I-I-I-I.
Woi.
Cartel boss out of the jail.
Cartel
boss out of. Boss out of the jail.
No, you have to say it like boss out.
Boss out.
Outer.
Boss out of the jail.
Jail.
Real bad man things.
A real bad man.
Nah,
you have
it says real bad man things.
But you have to say it hard, like bad man.
Real bad man things there.
Yes.
Medea. He gone.
No, I'm gone.
I'm a boss out of the jail there.
Okay. All right, so he bust out of jail.
That's what it says. Somebody tweeted that, so I'm going to check it out on CNN.com.
Say it in Creole.
Say what in Creole?
Say that he bust out of jail in Creole.
Oh, man, I can't even.
Moulin sacré bleu.
Nah, sacré bleu.
Sacre bleu! Cartel du lablé!
Oh,
that is crazy.
That is crazy.
All right, well, moving on to better news.
Right.
T.I. and Tiny has a new show called The Family Hustle on
VH1. Did it start already?
I think it's on VH1, right?
Yes, on VH1.
Yes, on VH1.
Did a new season start already?
No, they just had like a preview last night.
Okay, like a teaser?
Yes, and she said, "Ooh, baby, it smells good in hell." She is country bumpkin.
What was it, the bathroom? Where were they?
No, it's
not. She was in the kitchen?
Yes, they went in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
That was in the kitchen. You know what? I got a good sexy scene for in the kitchen. If y'all go to sugarproductions.com, SUGAproductions.com, and y'all check out my music video called All I, he is sexy in the kitchen wet.
Sexy,
honey.
In the kitchen
wet,
wet.
Just wet. Yes.
All right.
I don't know why he's wet like that in the kitchen.
I'll take a pass on that one.
You are a hater.
Always. You are a hater. All the time. All
whatever.
The time.
Whatever. Check out the Diva Brown Show on Facebook.
I'm a boss out of the jail there. Sorry.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so question for the men out there.
Okay.
What? I discussed this like about a year and a half ago, but it just seems to be that there's more sexy things that come up. What is sexy for a man on a woman? Butt cleavage?
Oh, it depends. Different guys like different things.
I can't stand that part of the song.
Guys like different things. One, two, three.
What is sexy to you on a woman?
Oh, man. I can say eyes.
Don't take forever. Can you? This is radio.
Eyes.
Eyes?
Eyes, yeah. You got to have nice eyes. Eyes are sexy.
Who the hell says
eyes?
Okay.
See, there you go. See,
what do you mean? Like
guys are different.
Almond-shaped eyes?
All depends. Like, all depends. Some nice,
now,
sexy
what if
eyes.
I'm, what if
not
I'm a
cockeyed.
Female?
You know, you can't be cockeyed.
Nonchalant.
That's not sexy. You just asked me a question, right?
Yeah, but there are some women out there with cock eyes.
And I'm just telling you, I don't find that sexy. Exactly. You asked a guy, what does he find sexy? I told you somebody with straight eyes. You get mad at me. How you going to get mad at me?
Because there are women out there with cock eyes.
Listen, you just asked the question.
Right.
If I was to say I like flat butts, then what?
All right, so
I like flat butts.
Mr. Daylight says that he likes straight teeth. Now, the problem is, I guess he won't like me because my tooth is twisted.
See, there you go. He likes straight teeth. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's so weird. Like, you guys are dumb as hell.
How's
like,
that dumb?
Why would you guys say you like straight teeth and eyes? Like,
because you know that's what? We find that sexy.
You know what? I actually can appreciate that. Because most guys would say a fat, juicy booty.
Exactly.
Or,
exactly.
You know, cleavage.
You know, a racks on racks on racks.
Yeah, that's a plus, you know? Though. I, if man,
double D's like Paula. Oh, sorry.
Paula who?
Sorry.
Paula Deen, the chef?
No. I was thinking about Dolly Parton.
You was thinking about Paula Deen.
I was thinking about Dolly Parton.
No, you like Paula Deen on
the Cooking
Channel?
Who the hell is Paula Deen anyway?
I want whoever doesn't know who Paula Deen is, please look her up.
She's
a chef.
Hot?
And she's real hot.
Nah, you being sarcastic
look up
right
Paula
now.
Paula Deen. She cooks the best butter roll cakes in the world. She
is
says,
that the same lady that
says,
does
put a lot of butter.
Yep, that's her. I know
who
he's talking about.
She's hot. Check her out.
No,
she's got
I know exactly who you're talking
on
about.
Racks on racks.
Yeah, I'll pass on those racks.
What do you mean? She's hot.
Okay.
She's so sexy.
Right.
Oh my gosh. No. Right. You
so you're getting mad at him because he says he finds straight teeth sexy.
He finds straight teeth sexy.
I say I find eyes sexy, and there's something wrong with us.
Okay. No, I mean no, there's nothing. I can appreciate it.
We're abnormal.
Really can. I can appreciate it. I definitely can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, moving on, before I get to an old school joint for
old
everybody.
School.
Old school. For all you hip hop heads, because I have some pop heads and all that. Shout outs going out to everybody in Africa. I will be seeing you soon. I'm going to shoot a movie out in Africa.
A what?
How you doing?
A movie?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll get out of here.
Hold on. You going to Africa?
Well, it's dangerous right now. So, let me not tell anybody.
The continent?
Let me just go. I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm just, never mind.
Okay.
Well, it's true, but
thanks
know,
for
like,
sharing and taking it back.
So anyway,
I gave it to back. Give it back.
I know,
sorry,
right.
Too much information.
Well, you'll see.
You can't have it
because you can't tell everybody. You know,
you just did.
You can't tell everybody, and then you know, if I can't go yet because it's dangerous,
right?
They're gonna be like, "Oh, you're a liar."
Right.
I'm not a
you're
liar.
You're a fraud.
You're a fraud, but I'm not a fraud.
You all talk.
Anyway, so do you guys like Zoe Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, his daughter.
I'm going to need you to get in tune.
No, I know who she is. I was being sarcastic. What about her?
Anyway.
What about her?
I'm asking if you like her.
She's nice. What about her?
She's, she has like, she's doing something.
Zoe Kravitz? You guys like her?
She was at a benefit for the Chanel perfume or something like that.
Okay.
Snowflake ball. I was just asking if you liked her. Sorry.
Oh, okay. She's
okay. Okay, so anyway. Kyla Pratt. you guys know, from All Dogs Go to Heaven, from One on One.
Right.
She has a one-year-old beautiful baby girl named Lyric.
Nice.
And she's awesome. She did talk about it on 106 in Park in early in November.
Right.
Oh, we are in November still. But
last day of November.
Too. Yes. Her daughter is so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. God bless them.
Who's the baby daddy?
Why?
I'm just curious.
It's a secret.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Well, they say that he's a stripper. I don't know.
What?
There's always controversy.
He's a stripper.
He can't, so what if he's a stripper? That means he's sexy as hell.
He
is packing, honey.
He's paying the bills.
He is you know what?
What?
He's paying the bills?
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway. So we're going to get to some throwback music right now. What's her name? Can you tell me what's going on?
You asking me?
Come on.
You asking me?
Yes.
You going to try singing again? Mona Lisa?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Don't try to play me, okay? So we're doing a throwback. I'm so excited about this. Oh, my gosh. Okay, is this it?
Old school, new school.
This is for all the 80s babies that was rocking out to stuff like this in the 90s with your baggy pants and your hat to the side and your cross colors and your boots tied all the way up. Oh, man. Throwback. Mo Brown Sugar, The Diva Brown Show.
Hey, baby, can you tell me what you're going through? Is it a problem that you keep holding on to?
Can't be wasting my time.
Can you tell me what's going on here?
getting it. I was like, No. You're a hater.
Yes.
That was the throwback Mona Lisa featuring Lost Boys.
Mr. Cheeks.
Man, I wanted to play that because I was listening to Mr. Cheeks. Freaky, freaky tie. What? Pretty blue. And speaking, that's a yo. I was listening to all of that. But you know, all these new folks don't know real hip hop.
They don't know about that there.
They don't know.
What the hell was that?
I was just hype inside. Oh, okay. I was hype inside. Yeah.
I need to find that story.
Can we be hype? Shout outs going out to Miss Jessica Molina. Mm-hmm. Yes. She is a mommy.
Who's that?
Well, I don't want. What do you mean, who's that?
Oh, Vibes Cartel escapes from prison. Sorry.
Okay, so go ahead. Tell us a story.
I just hit the Google button.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is so exciting. Wait,
here
it's not
comes
exciting.
The information.
Oh, man. He's never getting out.
Well, you know, he's been charged with 2 counts of murder. So now,
please tell the people
arrested.
Who Vibes Cartel is. If
Vibes
you don't know,
Vibes Cartel is a Jamaican dancehall artiste. And
can you speak faster? This is the Diva Brown Show.
Hold on, I'm just trying to find out. It's rumors. All right, sorry, it was rumors.
It's rumors. What the hell? I cannot take people starting rumors and saying that people is busting out of jail and all types of things
this
like
is
that.
From
this is
the Jamaican Observer. Police have thrown cold water on claims that embattled DJ Vibes Cartel has escaped from the New Horizon Adult Remand Center earlier this morning. Reports have gone viral on the internet and on social networks that the DJ and 7 other inmates held guards hostage at gunpoint.
What?
After 1 a.m. and stole uniforms and vehicles belonging to the Correctional Service Department before escaping.
They are going down!
The police have also dispelled rumors that a guard died from a heart attack and 12 others were injured.
When you're coming on the romping show!
It's a rumor. It was all rumors. This never happened. Calm down.
Who did that? They're going to jail. I can't. They messed up my whole...
Hold on a second. Okay. You were overly excited for Vibes Cartel escaping from jail.
What? No, it's just an exciting story. Like, come on, it's not exciting?
It is exciting, but come on. This is not Hollywood movies.
I know, this is wrong. It's Vibes Cartel, bad boy. Slap his wrist.
Yeah, so it's all rumors. The cops, shot that one down.
Okay.
So it was rumors. Sorry.
Yeah, that's not exciting, guys.
Yeah.
You're
just getting hype over that.
Nobody throw confetti. Yeah, nobody, right? Please put your panties back on. It's not going down.
In what was called the biggest prison escape in history of Jamaica.
Who did that? I am so upset.
That is crazy.
Who said that?
Yes, but
this is not popping.
It's all over the place.
Ugh. Anyway, speaking of throwing cold water on things, right. I know that people have not heard of the madness, the buffoonery. There was 2 nurses, home attendants, excuse me. Mm-hmm. They were taking care of a woman, of course, and this lady wasn't giving them the information that they wanted to know. Mm-hmm. So they were throwing cold water, and like not cold water, they were kept throwing water in the lady's face. Mm-hmm. The lady's freaking 86 years old.
And the home attendants were doing that?
The home attendants were throwing water to make it seem like she was drowning.
Okay.
But they were really throwing water on her.
That's not funny. That's not nice.
They were throwing water on her to get her to tell information.
Right.
And so it was like, she was like,
so they're trying to do like a Chinese water torture kind
of thing. My grandmother's sick right now.
Right.
Like, all jokes aside, my grandmother's sick right now. And if I find a home attendant doing that, I'm sticking a broom up her butt. Because I cannot, believe.
A broom?
A broom, okay. Yes. That would hurt really bad.
Yeah, it would.
Now, I cannot believe that they were splashing water in this old lady's face to try to get her to speak.
Now, were these people
all
arrested?
All over the news.
Were they arrested for this?
Yes,
act?
They were. And, okay. And it was 2 African-American women. Can you believe it?
Crazy. That's a shame.
It was just ridiculous.
I feel sorry for the old lady, you know?
Yeah. Like, you can't trust anyone. You cannot trust anyone.
It's sad.
Why?
It's sad. Did you hear about the... this is another sad story, so I won't go into it. This is an upbeat show. Let's keep the good vibes rolling.
Well, what happened?
The man in New Jersey who tossed his daughter into the lake.
Okay, see,
in the car
seat. I can't. Nonchalant.
What?
Nonchalant. I can't do this.
You
right
asked
now.
Me and I.
No, but you didn't tell me that I wanted to go slip my wrist, jump out the window before I swallow bleach, after I sit there and drink my own blood. Like, I can't right now.
Yeah, man.
Damn it.
He had child visitations. Okay. So he took the child to go see a movie.
Oh, you don't listen.
Then he. Oh, sorry.
You want to keep going.
But they found him. They arrested him in Utah or something like that.
Mm-mm.
He fled.
No, people are just...
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's a little too serious for me.
Yeah. Sorry about that. On a lighter note,
on a lighter note. All right, so I'm going to get to some more music.
Yeah.
You know what song I really like?
No, tell it.
Normally, I like to, you know, mix it up and play some old school stuff and things like that. Okay, yes, I do. That song, You the Boss, you the boss, man. You know, Rick Ross featuring Nicki
Ricky
Minaj.
Rose.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's such a stripper song. Guys, you know I love anything that has anything to do with exotic dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Because exotic dancing is just the bomb. Is this it right here? Is this it? Is this mm-hmm. it? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Ladies, get your champagne glass and get your pumps and seduce your man and tell him that he's the boss. Oh, Maybach music.
In the world, the world is so many. Baby girl, you are that one. I deserve that. I deserve you. Whoa. Rosé a born stunner, I could blow money. 50 when I'm shopping, that ain't no money. I got my jeans sagging, money stuffed in them. I got 40 whips, way too much in them. I need me a queen, I need me a dime. Living this fast life, just show me a sign. I'm a G, took her from the lane. Put her on that condo on that beach. All she needs is a boss on my level who provides her every need. All I fiend is a queen in my presence. I can hold until I die. A couple G's in a bezel, I'm a boss. Running the streets cause every day I'm hustling. Double MG win it and the streets is loving it. All this paper coming and my baby touching it. I pin her to the wall, you know this boy be busting it. Fur coats in the winter look like a polar bear. Stunning in the snow, these haters they can go somewhere. Indoor pool, outdoor pool, indoor court, tugging Ray J moves. 7 Rolls Royces, pink slips like a boss. Champagne on the body, time to lick it off. Me and baby girl a winning combination. Ownership is my conversation. I'm a boss.
What you saying, baby? What you
saying? And I'll do whatever you say.
Boss.
Like a bride.
bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that. You could bet that, never gotta sweat that.
If you beat a cash, I beat a rubber band. You beat a match, I will be a fuse. Boom, painter, baby, you could be the muse. I'm the reporter, baby, you could be the news. Cause you're the cigarette, and I'm the smoker. We raise a bet, cause you're the joker. Trick dog, you are the charm. And I could be the blackboard, you can be the top. And I can be the bomb. Even when the sky comes falling, even when the sun don't shine,
spread you like a lover?
Like butter. Spread you like butter.
He does not say spread you like butter.
It's butter. It's butter, baby.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. That was Miguel.
Miguel.
Sure thing.
Yep, yep, yep.
I really like him.
Okay.
I mean, if I see him in one more place with that damn lit up microphone, but that's his thing. That's his thing.
Everyone
just like
got
Michael
their
Jackson
own little
had
thing.
A glove.
Exactly.
That's his thing. The new song by, what's the little boy's names? Come on, the four little boys that be walking around with their perms in their hair.
Mindless behavior.
Yeah. They have a new club song that's dope.
Which one?
Oh, man.
That girl song? Girl
know,
on girl?
What? What nonchalant? Come on, they're like 10.
What? It's called Girls Liking Girls or whatever the name of the damn song is.
No, it's nothing about no girls liking girls. They're 10.
Oh, find out the name of the song.
Whatever.
It's something to that effect.
Whatever. Anyway, shout outs going out to the artist Trevante with the song Be My Girl. They shot that at my house, by the way. Shout outs going out to Rick Cordero.
What? They shot what at your house?
They shot his music video.
Really?
Yes, that was my kitchen. That was my house.
Where can I find the video?
Just YouTube it.
Okay. What's his name? Travis Porter?
Trevante.
Oh, sorry. Trevante.
Be My Girl.
Be My
I
Girl.
I think he was actually on tour with Mindless Behavior. Was it Chris Brown or somebody? Mm-hmm. He was on tour with recently. So shout outs going out to him.
Okay.
How you doing? All right. So, question. When should a single parent introduce their kids to a new man? Now, I'm asking that question because Jennifer Lopez has a quote-unquote new man, and he's like 24. Like Casper Smart. Isn't that like a dancer that she has? Why are you laughing
oh, sorry,
so hard?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, she does have a...
Like he's on family trips playing with the kids and stuff. Like,
a new
wow.
Boo.
Like, what? Yeah, yeah. Are they going to call him uncle? Like, I can't...
Uncle.
You know how sometimes they call a kid. The kids yes. call an uncle, and the uncle be boning
their mama. Uncle before it's official, right?
Wow. Well,
You think Anthony...
Oh, the song is called Girls Talking About.
Oh, see, I knew it had a girl in there.
Yeah.
Girl talking girl.
Excuse me for mindless behavior. That's their song. Okay. Okay, so can you... You about to spread rumors. This is about to be another B2K situation.
One of them is a little... Anyway. You were saying about Mr.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez. And
so what do you think Anthony thinks about this?
I don't know. Next thing you know, he's probably going to strangle them by the pool at his house. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's down with it. You know, I was watching Housewives of Atlanta, and, you know, Leon, you know, they're best friends with the husband.
What?
I don't know. You know what? This world is
Leon is best friends with who? Anthony?
No.
Who?
Leon, the guy that was in the Five Heartbeats, the actor.
Right.
He's like friends with the model's husband.
Oh, really?
On Housewives of Atlanta.
They look alike. Kind of, sort of.
No, they don't. Anyway. I mean, nowadays, this mixed family thing is just like huge.
Yeah.
And nobody can be mad at anyone because everyone's whores. There's like no more virgins in the world. Okay, I'm sorry,
everyone's
guys.
Everyone's whores?
No, there's just like no virgins in the world left. I mean, as soon as they come out the womb, they're like doing it, you know, preparing for the future. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know anymore. Like, you can't get mad if there's a stepfather because there's like four stepfathers that people are having nowadays.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess Mark Anthony is just like, you know, hey, come play with the kids. This won't be the last stepdad.
It's kind of early, right? Don't you think it's kind of early in the relationship?
Well, this is not going to be the last stepdad. So,
okay.
You know?
Wow.
Let me not say that. I got music coming. I'm about to be an artist right with her. I cannot be talking
cash. I thought you said he was going to play your song tonight.
Oh, shoot. Let me get that going.
You're about to wrap up in a minute.
I'm about to wrap up in a minute, and I did not play my joint, son. No, this is a club mix coming. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Just want to let you know. So... I'm gonna play Hollywood. It's available on iTunes. Mm-hmm. And this is Mo Brown Sugar's song Hollywood, and it's doing good in other places.
Yeah, crank it.
All right, the
crank that bad boy. Yeah.
Can I get a chance to it?
Thanks. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm going to Hollywood. I'm gonna make movies every day.
Get a rhyme from the real. I rap so you can see the incline with the skills. I refuse to kill time for this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mo Brown, Chicken the Deeper Brown Show. And I will be leaving you guys off with some Estelle featuring Sean Paul.
Okay.
Yeah, I will be. Hold on, let me play that first and then I'll come back. Look at me trying to come back all like, yeah.
You crazy.
Oh, that's
speak
the instrumental.
Speak to my baby, but get the attitude.
That's the instrumental.
That's the attitude, yes.
Oh,
I get me in the mood.
Sorry, guess I won't be playing it. I got you in the mood, huh?
Shut up, Paul.
Okay, here you go. Here you go. Won't you come over? Tell me how.
That's how it starts. Don't you find the lyrics? Won't you find the song?
Good
song.
In your life. Whatever it is. Sorry, guys.
Baby, won't you come over now?
All right, so I am on YouTube. So yes. Check out Mo Brown Sugar on YouTube. Yeah. Bow, bow. We've got some cool stuff coming at ya for Sugar Productions. We are screening a comedy pilot that we are going to be pitching to the networks on December 10th at the Producers Club. I will be posting some information about that on the Diva Brown Show's Facebook page.
Nice.
So if you take a visit to the Diva Brown Show on Facebook,
right,
you can see what's the latest and happening and all that jazz. All right, guys. Are you going to have a wonderful evening, Nonchalant?
Yeah, I am. About to go hit the sack.
I'm actually going to go have some Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe?
I enjoy Sloppy Joe.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I make it with either turkey meat or beef. Okay. I cut down on the beef.
What are you trying to have it with tonight?
I'm going to have it with some turkey meat.
Nice. How about alligator meat? You ever had that before?
No, have you?
No.
So why would you ask that?
I just threw that out.
Ass face.
Thank you.
Anyway, so I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the Diva Brown Show. Mm-hmm. I'm on every third and fourth Wednesday of the month. I won't be on in between January 14th to February, but you know what? That doesn't matter now.
Yeah. We'll get to that point when we get to that point.
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I went to visit a friend, and he still had Thanksgiving food in his refrigerator, and I was like,
to this day?
Disgusting. Yeah. Like, everybody in the room was like, maybe it was, dude, was it, throw it away.
Was it in the freezer?
He tried to offer us this food. Well, it was disgusting. Was I like, was like,
3 days old. This one,
no, well, okay. Wait, maybe.
Thanksgiving was Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4-5 days on. Mm.
And we were looking at him like, dude, throw it away. Like, wow. Ew.
But it's the thought that counts.
No, the funny thing was the guys were like, yeah, warm that up. And the females were like, no, thank you. No, thank
listen,
you.
Listen, for a guy, if it's in the fridge, it's still good.
That's disgusting.
If it's in the fridge, it's still good.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross. That's gross. Like, after 3 days, 3-4 days, not man. Even 4 days. For me, 3 days is the cutoff.
That's the cutoff point?
Yeah, I can't. Okay. I can't do that. Some people don't even like
leftovers. You don't like super leftovers?
No. Okay. I'm good with, 2 days. Even a third day, okay, but I can't do over 3 days. Unless you put it in the freezer.
Right.
But after that, it's just not popping. It's disgusting. Gotcha. Don't you know bacteria and all that gets on it?
Yeah, I'm being sarcastic.
All right, my forehead is itching, guys.
From the bacteria? What the hell's going on over there?
All right, so I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of R&Bizzle. R&Bizzle. The old school. What's his name?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Can you just give me a moment? Donnell Jones. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I'm going to hit you off with a little bit of I Want to Love You. Oh, that's a throwback right there. Shout out going out to the asshole boyfriend that I used to be with. They used to play that for me.
Man.
I'm just playing. You're
angry.
I'm just playing. Excuse my language. No cursing.
Angry.
No cursing in the champagne room.
Right.
All right. So shout outs again to everybody in what's the Chattanooga?
Okay.
And in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs going out to you. Thank you for your
thank
support
you.
With
I
my music.
I appreciate that. Anytime.
I got some support in Europe. So thank you.
Oh, hold on.
And
that was it for me.
Tune in to the Diva Brown Show.
Bullcrap.
All righty. Donnell Jones.
Yep.
Bye.